probably some other people that are going back to work today after having the day off are a little bit behind, and that's probably another reason why you're on the road, is because it's like, I'm going to be 5 minutes late. I don't care. I'll get there. I guess the word is lollygaggers. I mean, there's the regular guys that go in on their normal times no matter what, and then the ones who get the extended time off, and they'll just get when they get there. You know, the boss will understand. He had the day off yesterday, too, kind of a thing, so I get that part. Yeah, for me, CB, I was on it in probably, 1970. Oh, geez. I mean, I didn't really get into CB until after I got out of high school in 74, so I'm going to guess 75, 76 when I had my Camaro. I had a CB. That was my first CB in a car. And what we used to do, 696 there at I-94 is like two blocks from my parents' house. And I was good friends with a lot of people in the St. Clair Shores Police Department. And we used to hide in the construction of the half clover to the interchange. We used to hide up at the highest point, which would be eastbound 696 to eastbound I-94 entrance ramp. And we used to hide at the top of that crown of that interchange and just sit up there in the middle of the night and talk on our radios. Myself, two or three other CBers, and about a half a dozen cop cars from St. Clair Shores and Roseville, we'd all just sit up there and hang out. And people could hear us, but nobody could see us because we were in a certain corner of the interchange, and it's like, where are you guys at? We're at 696 and I-94. We went through that whole thing. We can't find you guys anywhere. Well, you know, it wasn't all opened up yet, and there was a couple spots we just hit. But those were the fun days when, you know, cops were fun, and they got their CBs, they had their fun, and we had our fun with them, for sure. Joe, over to you.